welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of If. A brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film, the If in If, stands for Imaginary Friends, and it tells the story of a young 12-year-old girl named Bee who miraculously can see these ifs of all these different people, and she tries to help them find their people. And along the way, she's helped by a guy named Calvin, who, as well as Bee, can see all these ifs, and she is, you know, trying to help these ifs while at the same time dealing with her dad, who's in the hospital, about to have surgery. And that's the premise of the film. I was really interested in this film. It looks super fun. It's got a great cast. And that's what really what drew me to the film, was just the premise of the story just being this fun, charming film with a great cast. And I was not disappointed by it. It was a fun film. And I think charming is a great way to describe it. It has a lot of heart, a lot of fun, and also deals with some serious stuff. It's not just a light film. It deals with loss. It deals with uncertainty. It just with growing up and all these different things. And I thought that John Krasinski, who wrote and directed the film and also plays Bee's dad, I thought did a really great job, because not only is it, like I said, fun and charming and has its whimsical moments to it, but it also deals with some really deep topics. And I think sometimes with a family film like this, it's good to have those elements in there, because it really captures the entire family, because you have the kids who have the fun ifs and all the different iterations of them. But then you also have with the adults, like the story behind it and dealing with growing up, dealing with loss, dealing with all the different things behind that. I really enjoyed that aspect of it that Krasinski brought out of the film. And like I said, the cast is tremendous. Kaylee, the girl that plays Bee, I thought that she did a tremendous job, because she has to carry the entirety of the film, because it really does center around her character and the journey that she goes through, having to deal with the loss of one parent and then having to deal with the other parent being in the hospital as well, along with this, gift of being able to see all these ifs. I think that Kaylee did a great job of really balancing the whimsical with the serious as well. And so I really enjoyed her performance. And Ryan Reynolds was hilarious as Calvin. He really played kind of the straight man to everybody. And he's usually not the one that plays the straight man. He's usually the one that's the complete goofball. And so it's kind of a change of pace with him. But I think he did a great job, because it shows his range that he can play the straight man as well as play the goofball. And so he was really fun to watch him play off all the ifs, whereas Bee is kind of the one that's goes along with everything. Calvin is kind of the grizzled veteran, and he really just almost is just begrudgingly going about it for a while, but then he warms up to it. And so I thought Ryan Reynolds was great as that. Fiona Shaw plays the grandmother, and I loved her performance as well, because she too has the whimsical elements of, trying to be cheerful and trying to be upbeat for Bee, but at the same time understanding the situation with Bee's dad being in the hospital, as well as just things that come up in the story. And the voice acting too, because I mean, it's a blend of live action and animation with the ifs being all animated. Just the cast of the ifs, there's so many that they have in here. I mean, it's you have to like look at the credits to see all of them, but just a few is Steve Carell is Blue, the big purple grimace looking thing. He's hilarious. He's kind of like the main if. But even Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I always forget how her whole name, but her she plays Blossom, or she does the voice of Blossom. Really loved her performance. Matt Damon, George Clooney, John Stewart, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina. There's so many, but really, probably like my favorite live action. Animated voice was Louis Gossett Jr. He plays Charlie, the bear, and I really loved his performance because it was so heartwarming and really did kind of bridge that gap between the whimsical and the serious, heartfelt parts of it. And I know this is one of his last performances since he recently passed away. And so I'm glad that we got this performance from him, even just voice acting, because I feel like that his role is so crucial in kind of helping the journey of Bea as she's going along in this film. And so really just loved his performance. The cast is phenomenal. I love the music. I thought the music was very apropos for what scenes were which. I like the visuals. I thought Krasinski did a great job of transitioning from the whimsical, wild and crazy to the serious. And I thought that it really did kind of flow from one to the next in a very good way. I really enjoyed this film. It's for what it is. It's a fun family film. It's a film that has very good emotional ties to it. It's not a perfect film. I mean, obviously it's not like an Academy Award winning kind of film, but I don't feel like that it needs to be. I feel like that it's a film that I think you can watch with your family and enjoy it. I think you can watch it if you're a sentimental type of person, I think you'll enjoy this film because it really does kind of have that sentimentality to it. I will say, and I won't spoil it, one thing that I figured was the case, and I figured it way early on in the film, did end up being the case. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Because sometimes I pick up on those kind of things and sometimes it's completely out of the blue as to the surprise or the twist or whatever it is. And so I caught the surprise way early on, or I figured that's what the surprise was. And then when the big reveal happened, I totally caught it. But I think it fit the story. So I think I appreciated the fact that I caught it, but really it was what it was really made sense with the story and everything. Overall, I love the film. I really enjoyed it. I saw it in Dolby Cinema, so it was a premium screen. And so the visuals were very bright and really popped. And the sound worked really well with that. I don't necessarily think you need to see it on a premium screen. I think just as long as you see it in the theater, I think it's worth checking out, especially if you have a family. I think this is a really, really good family film, and I think that it can lend itself to some really good conversations afterwards with your kids. And so, and even if you don't have kids and you're an adult, I think you'll appreciate and enjoy this film because I think, like I said, John Krasinski tells a great story with it, and there's stuff that resonates with all ages, and I think it's worth checking out. And so I definitely have that recommendation. If you get an opportunity to check If out in the theater, I highly recommend you do so. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Really do appreciate it. It really does help get the word out. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.